This podcast concerns Chapter 14 and the tort in Rylands and Fletcher, otherwise known as strict liability for escape of dangerous things. It will focus particularly on two issues, that of non-natural user and that of reasonable foreseeability of damage. Starting with non-natural user, originally this was described as things not naturally on the land. Later, in the case of Rickards against Lothian in 1913, we have Lord Moulton describing non-natural user as, "It is not every use to which land is put that brings into play that principle. It must be some special use, bringing with it increased danger to others, and must not merely be the ordinary use of land, or such use as is proper for the general benefit of the community." The concept of non-natural user has changed over the years, and what qualifies as non-natural user has been subject to issues such as locality and even social utility. Rylands and Fletcher itself became topical, particularly recently in the 1994 House of Lords case of Cambridge Water against Eastern Counties Leather. In this case, the House of Lords held that the spilling of an industrial chemical onto the floor of a tanning establishment in a semi-industrial area constituted non-natural user. However, it went on to hold that there would not be liability in Rylands and Fletcher because there had not been reasonable foreseeability of damage. That is, it was not foreseeable that this chemical would find its way into the water system and render the water non-drinkable. Moving on to the 2003 Transco case, you'll recall that the facts in Transco involved water being piped into a block of flats. Water leaked from these pipes onto the claimant's property, causing damage, and an action was brought against the defendants under Rylands and Fletcher. The House of Lords revisited the concept of non-natural user and reverted to the first part of Lord Moulton's original definition and held that to constitute non-natural user, it must be something extraordinary and unusual, and that was definitely not the case with the piping of water into a block of flats. Therefore, there could not be liability in Rylands and Fletcher in this case. The House of Lords in Transco had the opportunity to follow Australian authority and effectively abolish the tort of Rylands and Fletcher, just absorbing it into the tort of negligence, but rejected that opportunity, believing that there was still a place in English law for the tort in Rylands and Fletcher. It's worth remembering that Lord Gough in the Cambridge Water case and Lord Bingham in Transco both felt that any future developments around strict liability for ultra-hazardous activities should be a matter for Parliament to decide.